Hi, welcome to the ParshaPod weekly podcast. This podcast is generally available every Thursday morning with Torah for the upcoming Shabbos is Parsha.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayigash. Candle lighting in New York City is at 4:18 p.m. and Shabbos ends at 5:28. Shabbos is the 30th day of December and it's the 9th day of the Jewish month of Tevis. At the beginning of the Parsha, we find that Yehuda and his brothers are standing before Yosef, and Yosef had said to them that he will not let Binyamin go back with them to the land of Canaan, and at this point in time, the brothers did not know that Yosef was their brother. Yehuda, acting as the leader for his brothers, approaches Yosef and says, Ki ech el el avi v'hanar inenu iti, for how shall I go up to my father if the lad, meaning Binyamin, is not with me? Rav Alexander Zusha Friedman, the author of Me'onot Torah, says, let every person, every Jewish person, ask themselves that when the time comes, after 120 years, how will they be able to appear before their Av, Hashem, and Shemayim without being able to account the years of their wasted youth? And he therefore tells us this is teaching us to make sure that we use our youth and use it wisely instead of using it in folly. And so, too, every Jewish father and mother should ask himself, how can I go to my father in Shemayim in heaven if my children are not with me, if I have allowed them to drift away from Yiddishkeit and not giving them the education that they deserve? As we move along in the Parsha, Yosef eventually reveals himself to his brothers, and then he sends his brothers back to Canaan to pick up their father Yaakov and bring everyone down to Mitzrayim. And the pasuk says, Ul Aviv Shalach, and to his father Yosef sent, among the things he sent, Asara Chamorim, Nosim Mitov Mitzrayim, 10 donkeys with all the good things of Mitzrayim. Rav Alexander Zusha Friedman of the Me'onot Shel Torah once again brings down Rashi, and he says that what were the good things that Yosef sent to Yaakov? He said he sent the old wine that elderly people like very much. So what was the purpose of this old wine? The old wine was to set Yaakov's mind at ease, because he wanted to show Yaakov, Yosef wanted to show Yaakov, though he has outer appearances, he's adopted new ways, he dresses like an Egyptian king, and he has other ways of talking. However, deep inside, he still is like the old wine, even though the outer trappings are new. Similarly, like Pirkei Avos, we find you have a new pitcher, mentions a new pitcher can be filled with old wine, and also talking about the fact that old wine improves with age, something to make Yaakov feel better himself. So that's why old wine, conveys a message of encouragement to elderly people, reminding them in some cases age can be highly desirable. We find in the first pasuk of the Parsha, it says, Vayigash elav Yehuda vayomar, and Yehuda came close to Yosef and he said, as we understand this, Yehuda was approaching Yosef with anger. And the question we have is, why is Yehuda angry? I mean, they called him back. Yosef said he stole from them, and Yehuda said that we are the Lord's bondsmen, both us and whoever finds a cup. They found the cup in Binyamin, and Yosef commuted their sentence. He said, it's okay, you know, we'll only take the person whose cup, not all the Shvatim, just Binyamin. Yosef was actually being a nice person to him, so why was Yehuda still so angry? So we have to understand this a little bit more, and the Me'onot Shel Torah brings down the Alshech, who says that at first Yehuda thought that he and his brothers were being punished because of Mechiras Yosef. They had sold Yosef earlier on. And therefore, that if they had sold Yosef to slaves, and they're now going to become slaves themselves, then he says, what can we say before you? What can we say for ourselves? You know, we are being punished for the sin. But when Yehuda heard that Yosef was willing to let them all go free and only have Binyamin as a slave, who, by the way, was not involved in Mechiras Yosef, so therefore Yehuda was convinced that there's something wrong here, they're being punished falsely, and therefore he started lashing out at Yosef in anger.
Please send any comments to parshapod@gmail.com. Thank you.